The Sisko family's four small dogs are bundled in puffy jackets. So is the family of four women. You can see Gladys Sisko's breath when she speaks.
It's cold, plain old cold, man.
The family lives in a remote manufactured home outside Elkton, a small town in rural Douglas County. They haven't had electricity since a winter storm struck more than a week ago. Their pressure tank runs on electricity, so they also don't have running water. Despite the cold, Winona Vosburg is grateful the snow has stuck around.
Well, I go out and get snow for the toilets and all, and to wash dishes.
But the snow is melting, and they don't expect to get electricity for another 2 weeks. Their only heat source is a portable propane heater. That is, until it broke.
It appears as though the feed line is clogged.
Ryan Fall is a volunteer firefighter in Elkton. He's helping the Sisko family with their heater. He has also watched their dogs so they can spend a night at the warming shelter, which doesn't allow pets. The Siskos aren't the only ones in the dark. Thousands of other people haven't had electricity since the storm hit. Back at Elkton City Hall, an electric generator buzzes as firefighter Ryan Fall remembers the night of the storm.
Trees just started falling all around us. We were trying to get the vehicles out. It sounded like things were exploding.
That was the sound of 30-foot Douglas firs tearing from the earth and crashing to the ground, blocking all roads leading out of Elkton by about 2 miles. The town lost all communication. That means no cell service, no internet, no calling 911 for help. Elkton was basically on its own.
Everybody was going around, getting people out, checking on everybody's welfare. It was just a whole community effort. That's what really made the difference. I've never seen anything like this.
People driving through town that night were stuck for 2 days before a road was cleared. Some spent the night in their cars. Others stayed at the local church, which opened late that night to provide heat and food to people who needed it. The American Red Cross set up at the high school, but not until the following Saturday, nearly a week after the storm. By day 9, one shop opened its doors. The Elkton Food Center got a generator to power a till and a coffee maker. Shopkeeper Aaron Van Loon says he wished help arrived sooner.
Portland had a foot of snow a year or so back, and day after they got, you know, governor declared a state of emergency. Well, here we waited till Thursday, 4 days after that fact, before it happened down here in measly Douglas County.
A lot of people in Douglas County are bitter about the time it took the state to respond. And Elkton Mayor Dan Burke says when disasters strike, rural areas are the ones that need the most help.
Rural communities don't have a lot of the resources you see in the urban areas. And, you know, for a power company, for communications companies to take the burden of this on an event like this, it wasn't just a snowstorm. This was much, much more than that.
The mayor guesses it will take millions of dollars to repair the sewer and water systems for this town of 200 people. And the local utility company, Douglas Electric Cooperative, is looking at $6 million in damages. 9 days after the storm, about 4,600 of its customers didn't have electricity. That's a stark contrast to Pacific Power, which had power restored in its part of the county a lot sooner. Todd Muncy of Douglas Electric says that's because of the areas they serve.
Our service territories couldn't be any more different. You know, when Pacific brings a section on, they're bringing on a neighborhood or they're bringing on city blocks. When we're bringing a section on, we're bringing on maybe 6 residents that live up around Loon Lake.
But Muncy says it's getting a lot of help. Hundreds of linemen from across the state are rebuilding half its system and repairing the rest. As for Elkton, firefighter Ryan Fall says his town has learned a lot from this storm.
We're going to be going back over plans so that we can be more prepared and take advantage of the momentum to get people to participate.
But it's too soon for that. He's mostly focused on clearing wood debris from people's yards or helping them with dysfunctional space heaters or watching their dogs so they can spend at least one night in a warm place. April Ehrlich, JPR News.